our final show before the end of the NFL regular season, the Bills and the Patriots Sunday. We are here for your phone calls at 803-0550. There's always, even when you're bad, I guess, which is not the case anymore, a pretty wide range of topics from playoff matchups, awards, seeding, motivation, if you're bad, draft position, all this kind of stuff. And we are here. It's not the most important game. It's far from that on Sunday, but it's still an important weekend. What happens tomorrow, for one thing, in the AFC North? Is it going to be Baltimore, a 20-point favorite, winning and thus clinching the three, setting up for a potential Ravens-Bills second-round game here? How big is that? What do we want for Baltimore to have to go through? If win or lose tomorrow, I mean, it's hard to imagine them losing or anybody losing as that big of a favorite. It's possible they could get the Steelers in the playoffs. They could get the Chargers or the Texans if they were to lose in that first round. I think Pittsburgh is a little scary to Baltimore, or could be.
100% agree. If they get that game, I will then be rooting for Pittsburgh to end up as the six. Even though I want Cincinnati out,
right.
I still have another shot at that the next day with Miami. Now, Miami's not going to have Tua. And, of course, Denver. So I got two more shots at it, really, on Sunday, because Denver needs to lose two. And, you know, KC's got nothing to play for, so you probably like Denver there. So I think in that case then, yeah, I haven't really thought about that. I said earlier, like, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to want Cincinnati out as soon as possible. But I'm glad. That's why you got to talk about things. You work them all through. That's why we got 4 hours a day. I think I would rather than Pittsburgh lose and drop into the six, and hopefully Denver or Miami takes out Cincinnati. Because I think Pittsburgh is the hardest thing Baltimore could deal with in round one.
Yeah. There's been so much history. And isn't this sort of your Dolphins point where one team looks better, but the more often two teams play, the more sort of sideways a game can get, for the underdog?
I think that is sort of, that's implied whenever you just talk about it. It's a divisional game. Like, I think that's there. That's a part of what makes us say that. It's sort of a catch-all for that exactly. It's going to be harder to find an edge. And these games, and what do you say, 16-15 or whatever your score is when those two teams play, and you almost got it earlier this year in the game Pittsburgh beat them in. That meeting on Christmas was not – was that Christmas? Wait, when did Pittsburgh and Baltimore play again?
It was the previous Saturday.
Okay, I knew they played a standalone, and I was out watching it. That's the game where Wilson fumbles deep in Baltimore territory, right? Like, it was just sloppy, and, you know,
Jackson fumbled early, the Steelers punted, the Baltimore punt returner fumbled too, and there was a third Baltimore fumble in that game, I think, and the Ravens recovered all three.
So, you know, I would just expect that game feels like more of an outlier than their most normal game is a tight game, kind of like Bills and Jets. Although, of course, we did not get that on Sunday when they met for the second time this year. But the first meeting was pretty much that. It was, you know, kind of nerve-wracking. They're still in it. You know, it was a Hail Mary and whatever at the end of the first half. So I think Baltimore, they should not want any part of Pittsburgh. And I don't know, like you've been saying, like Tomlin probably wants it. And I don't know if they handle their business differently. Really, it comes down to, you know, would you rather go, where do they go? They go to Houston instead, right? Because they're either the five or the six. Pittsburgh, if it goes with, you know, Baltimore clinching the division before Pittsburgh can even play. Houston should be an easier game, but I don't know. I like playing Baltimore if I'm Pittsburgh.
It really does come down to how you feel about these teams. You know, Sal was on earlier and mentioned communicating with a Baltimore guy and asked him what's better for the Ravens. And he said the Chargers are better for the Ravens. And I think a lot of people wouldn't say that. Sal seemed to be surprised by maybe that answer. We're also mostly talking for a while here lately like Houston is just not a thing at all. And, okay, maybe that'll be right. They'll get a home game. Maybe it's against the Steelers. Wouldn't they be favored?
I think so. I think so. They could win. They could win a playoff game. I don't think they're a walkover, but to me, they're just not a threat to beat the kingpins of the conference. I just don't think they have the punching power to do that. But they could beat a five seed. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Are they favored against the Chargers at home? Maybe not.
I still think, yeah. Small, real small. Two, maybe.
I think the Chargers are a little dangerous. I agree with you on Houston. Can they make a run? I doubt it. Can Pittsburgh make a run? No. Can LA? The division game point applies with the Chargers and the Chiefs. And it also would apply for Denver. But I think the Chargers are more dangerous than Denver is. And they have given the Chiefs, I could look this up. I mean, I say it all the time now, but they have given the Chiefs so many close games that if it goes either way, I guess, LA wins as the 5 or the 6, Bills win, and LA becomes the highest seed left going into the second round, that's Kansas City's draw then. Kansas City would play whoever the highest seed left is. That could be Houston if they're all the home teams win, or it could be somebody else. And if I'm Kansas City, the Chargers are scary to me. I mean, relatively.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the history. And did I say this to you? Maybe not. Did you watch Chargers-Patriots? Last Saturday?
Yeah. Well, I was texting with Ross because he was on the call. I saw, like, closely, I think I saw the end of that game, and it was just mostly cool listening to him because they, you know, it was a blowout, and so they got pretty loose, and it was fun. But no, so I didn't really watch it, like, you know, clinically, no.
Well, they were a 4.5-point favorite, L.A. May starts. He gets hurt right away and missed some time, but goes back in the game. I just thought, this is an eye test thing, but we're all kind of in one place on Justin Herbert. Like we've been on Lawrence in the past. But I think most people think Herbert is better than Lawrence.
I definitely do.
And so here we are in the AFC. It's Mahomes, Mahomes, Mahomes. Burrow gets to one, loses. Allen has yet to get to one. Jackson has yet to get to one. Herbert, I think, is, well, there's Tua. Herbert is maybe next on that list. And that game on Saturday, I just thought he was super impressive. Anything he wanted to do, they blew the Patriots out. 40-7 was that score. The Patriots aren't good. But I really liked him in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there's a little bit of a on-a-mission kind of vibe.
Yeah.
They're not Washington or Denver, like a team that hasn't been close before. I think they've been close enough. And Harbaugh has the cred that if they get the Texans and the Chiefs, I think they're live, L.A.,
I don't hate that. I've been waiting to get to Herbert in this conversation when you brought up the Chargers, because what he's always been a letdown, and like what this team can't win in this spot, this team can't get over this hurdle, this team can't, that's Herbert's maybe entire career. Like he just has never really had the game in a spot where you're like, oh, there's a guy that's, you know, one of the best guys in the league. And you know, the only thing that changes that is you actually got to go do it. So, to me, they're live because of him. Watching them, they're often underwhelming, and he can be underwhelming, but that doesn't mean it's not in there. Like, I think he can put them, he can make any throw you need made and deliver it quickly, accurately. Like, he's got all the stuff. And I just sort of feel like that's a team that could just show up in a playoff game in Kansas City, and Herbert just has a Josh Allen 13 seconds type game.
My turn.
Where it's just, yeah, like here it is, you know? I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking of, not that the comp on the quarterbacks works that well, but do you remember a playoff game in like, I don't know, the early to mid 2000s between New Orleans and San Francisco? Alex Smith is still the Niner quarterback. And the Niners,
Bounty.
For some reason I remember this game because I was in a hotel in Jamestown watching it in between hockey games of a tournament when Owen was like 9 or something. And it was just Alex Smith threw for like 330 yards, and they hadn't had an explosive offense all year, but they came out and just threw it all over the place.
Isn't that a Harbaugh team?
Yes.
The Bounty game.
The Chargers could have that. They could go, like, to me, I'm glad I thought of it. I didn't think of the Harbaugh connection, but maybe that's even in his head. Like, We've been Greg Roman, run the ball, throw to the running backs. This come show up and just like he's just launching seam routes.
They have pivoted this year already to that. Like they have played differently the last 4 to 6 weeks or so, the Chargers. So yeah, for me, and anybody's welcome to give us yours here. For me, the best Bills Super Bowl path, the very best. I've been working on my non-regional diction, by the way. The very best is the Chargers at 6 beat Baltimore, which I also wouldn't rule out. Your first round winners are Bills, Chargers, whoever you want from Pittsburgh, Houston. And the Chargers go to Kansas City and win, and Pittsburgh or Houston comes here and loses, and then it's Chargers, Bills. Like that in that scenario, you're playing Denver, Houston, and LA, all at home. To me, that's not far-fetched. I mean, that kind of thing happens. The two seeds do get the breaks sometimes. So that's the very best path. The next one would be if it's the Steelers and the Ravens instead, and the Chargers and the Texans, right? And you get a Pittsburgh upset.
Right.
Pittsburgh at Kansas City, Bills against Houston or LA. Let's say LA, that the premise is LA is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Bills Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
But at least you didn't have to deal with Baltimore.
I need to avoid Arrowhead Stadium. I need the Chargers, I think. I just do not think if it's Denver, we're out anyway. I just do not. Right. I cannot see Pittsburgh or Houston winning a playoff game in Kansas City. I could see the Chargers winning one. And in that second scenario, you don't have the Ravens. The hard one is if whatever happens at 4 or 5 happens, doesn't matter. That could be LA at 5 going to KC and still winning. That's the same matchup. But then you have Buffalo, Baltimore, and that's a home game. At least winners meet. You could still end up Chargers at home in that scenario, but you have to beat the Ravens in that scenario. Not as cool as the other one. Not as friendly as the other one. But at least it's not the Ravens and the Chiefs. Your fourth scenario is the worst. That's the hellscape, where it's 1 through 4, Houston, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo. You got to beat them both.
Right.
You got to beat Baltimore and Kansas City. Which
that would be it like incredibly fulfilling if you can pull it off, but it's a massive lift. I think to knock, you know,
that's the thing,
to go through like back to back. Like if your season schedule comes out and those games are back to back, you're like, oh boy, wow, I'll take a split all day, right? Just playing those two teams, I'll take a split all day. Well, you can't get a split here because split, you're going home.
At least it's obviously far off, and now we're taking the first round for granted. Which, you know, okay, we're on the line for that, but it's also that. The Ravens and the Chiefs seem like such different challenges to have to play them back-to-back. At least you know Kansas City so well that nothing probably would surprise you about, like defensively, playing either side of the ball. It doesn't matter. Like it shouldn't be surprising what you get from the Chiefs at this point. How many games is it? It's like 2 a year for 4 years. Right? Maybe 1 year it was one, the Bengals year, but every other 2020 to now, it'd be 2-2, 1-2-1 already. It'd be eight games in 4 years and a couple months.
It is it's like a division game at this point.
It is. So at least there's the familiarity, and you know, the Bills are good, so it wouldn't be a long shot at all that they'd win, but it just seems like it would be really hard to handle Baltimore. The pounding of the Ravens, you know, like just unless they give you the game and then have to go to Kansas City the next week and figure that out if they're coming off the Texans or something after 25 days off. Like that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about this year that has me, if not you, still fixated on other teams' results because the Bills have had about the best possible season. 13-3, beat the Chiefs, beat the Lions.
Right.
They've had about the best possible season, and they are still in a position where I think it's reasonable to wonder if they gotten enough breaks, you know, from the rest of it, how this is going to play out in the postseason. Ravens are so important,
yeah,
and maybe you get somewhere through L.A. or through Pittsburgh
the breaks
that can make it better.
The breaks they really – the breaks they didn't get were teams botching field goals against the Chiefs. Like those are the breaks.
Just one.
Right.
If even just one, it would still be live.
Right. But really, I mean, there weren't, it was like Denver missed a chip shot blocked, and didn't. What did Oakland do? Oakland screwed up the clock or something. The
Raiders had they were driving, they had it. Like it was under a minute, they had
it.
And the quarterback wasn't ready for the snap.
Right,
and it hit him in the face.
Right,
Chiefs recovered.
I mean,
how about the one they banked in?
Come on, already with this. That's insane.
They banked the one in to beat the Chargers after that.
That's right.
They had Carolina. Carolina didn't have them beat.
No.
But they had them tied.
They tied them late, and then
there was a Mahomes run.
Right. So
kind of feel like the Bills are due a break here.
Yeah, that's the least flimsy of their flimsy wins, I think, that Carolina one. But those other ones are just, you know, well, you blocked the kick. Okay, you made a play. Just good gosh. It's insane to look back at it now as we're sitting here with the year the Bills have had. I mean, I guess I did not expect a one-loss team in this day and age in the NFL, and especially one that cut it as close as the Chiefs did almost all year. I mean, my God.
From the Ravens in the opener when Isaiah Likely landed out of bounds, his toe.
Right.
The Bengals game the next week was close like that, where the Bengals had a lead. Yeah, I want to keep the faith, you know?
Yep.
I want to keep the faith because even if they do look better, that's still just a lot of good fortune. And put on top of that the last 2 years, come on, are we ever due? It's really, the Chiefs' point is just that. They've beaten them a lot. The games are always close. If it comes around again, we'll see. Like, the Bills would certainly have a real chance to win. We'll see. The Ravens thing, it doesn't work like this, I know, but feels that the Bills and Ravens should have to settle it between themselves for who gets that opportunity. Because the Ravens are almost the Bills. Yep. They don't have playoff losses against Kansas City. I don't think they have any. But they've been,
AFC title game last year.
Last year.
Right.
That was the first. That's right.
Right.
Of course. But they should settle, you know, who is going to get the chance this year to punch them out. And we very well might get that game in the second round, Baltimore at Buffalo. We start to find that stuff out for real, for certain, tomorrow. 4:30 on ABC is the first game of the weekend. Browns at Ravens. The Browns are just down super bad. They're going with Bailey Zappe, who you might not have known was on the Browns, but not Winston, or Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who like cannot get a downfield pass completed. No Njoku in this game. Their top two running backs are out. Lots of other guys. Like they're ready for the bus.
And it's going to be hellacious weather too.
Right? Like 30-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah. Not super cold, like around freezing, but just super windy for that game. So Baltimore needs it. That's how this week is going to start. NFC we'll talk about too. I mean, it's a huge game on Sunday night. The Rams are resting all their key skill position players in a game where if they lose, they very well could fall in the seedings. And there's Denver to talk about again. We've been doing some of that here. Cincinnati as well. 803-0550 is the number if you want to join us. Lots of interesting stuff. MVP. You and I haven't talked about the MVP since you've come back from break, I think, even for a minute. So I might want to hear what you think that looks like going into Week 18. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. It's Football Friday, picks at 6. This is WGR.